The county of Simcoe has been asked to chip in $5 million to support capital costs related to youth transitional housing within the new YMCA of Simcoe, Muskoka Regional Hub to be built in Southend Barrie. The 77,000-square-foot facility, to be constructed near Sadlin Arena at 535 Bayview Drive, replaces the now-demolished Grove Street facility, which was sold in 2020. The state-of-the-art facility will include youth transitional housing, licensed childcare, youth and newcomer services, an accessible indoor playground, community meeting spaces, an intergenerational hub, as well as a health, fitness and aquatics center. It will also be home to Royal Victoria Regional Health Center's cardiovascular rehabilitation program and will be delivering cancer rehabilitation programs in partnership with the Simcoe Muskoka Regional Cancer Center. To address the YMCA's increasing costs for youth transitional housing, we are asking County Council to reaffirm the original commitment of $2.5 million and consider additional support for this critical housing project with a four-year commitment in the total amount of $5 million, $500,000 in 2024, $1.5 million in 2025, $1.5 million in 2026, $1.5 million in 2027, Jill Tettman, the organization's chief executive officer, said during a presentation at today's Committee of the Whole meeting. The original projected budget in 2019 was $36.5 million, however, due to rising construction costs and unforeseen expenses, the total now has exceeded more than $60 million, she said, adding that equates to an escalated construction cost of $5,056,200 for youth transitional housing. Infrastructure funding is expected to be available at the federal level to support childcare expansion. Your ongoing support and collaboration have been crucial in helping us achieve our goals and expand our reach across this region to support children and youth, said Todd Young, who serves as chair on the YMCA of Simcoe, Muskoka's Board of Directors. We are here today to make a formal request, again, for the $2.5 million support from our original project in 2019 and to request an additional $2.5 million to support the escalated project costs. I stand before you with great excitement and pride as I share a vision in the developments of our new YMCA regional hub for Simcoe County, he added. We are on the cusp of a remarkable transformation, a collaborative effort to build a vibrant, healthy, and sustainable community. This investment in social infrastructure allows us to continue on our 100-year tradition of fostering healthy communities. The new YMCA facility will serve as a beacon of hope and a testament to what can be achieved when working together for the common good, Young added. We operate as a charitable organization ensuring access for all, said Tettman. No one is turned away due to financial constraints. 1 in 10 of our members receive financial assistance. In fact, this number continues to grow as we welcome more individuals seeking support and connection. A rendering of the exterior of a new YMCA of Simcoe, Muskoka facility to be built at 535 Bayview Drive in Barrie. Screenshot image. Investment in this project will generate millions of dollars in economic spin-offs, create hundreds of jobs and stimulate the economy, noted Tettman, adding this significant investment in the region's social infrastructure requires support from partners, government and the community to ensure success and sustainability. To date, we launched our capital campaign, sold the Grove Street property and secured a significant provincial grant in 2021 for a special project infrastructure funding grant from the province, and signed a 50-year lease agreement for land with the City of Barrie, she said. The goal, added Young, is to break ground on the new site, located in the back lot of Sadlin Arena, in early 2025. With the provincial grant, they will need to be substantially complete by the end of March 2027 and currently have a goal to open the doors by late summer, early fall of that year. I support the YMCA. I was there when I was 16 volunteering, Ramara Deputy Mayor Keith Bell said after the presentation. Our weightlifting room was removed from our high school so they made space for us. I also worked in a halfway house, where they gave us the ability to get some of our clients over to help them with their recovery and it made a huge impact on their success, he added. Several members of County Council asked what the City of Barrie has been asked to contribute. I am assuming the City of Barrie has some skin in the game here, asked Wasaga Beach Mayor Brian Smith. Innisfil Mayor Lynn Dolan also wondered what kind of commitment her northern neighbor had been asked to make to the facility. I think it will take the pressure off the Innisfil Y, which is getting the Barrie residents using it right now, she said. Is there any ask of the City of Barrie for capital contribution or free planning services? What have they committed to? Tetman said although YMCA officials have not put forward an official ask to the city, the plan is to submit a request to have the development charges waived. She also pointed out that the city has offered the land at a nominal fee of $2 a year as part of the 50-year lease agreement. Warden Basil Clark noted that although council did approve the initial $2.5 million back in 2019, when the project did not move forward, those funds were reallocated to other projects, therefore making this request a new ask. The request has been referred to staff to put together a report, which will come before council at a future date. The numbers have to make sense when it comes back, in a staff report, but I hope we can support that, Bell said of the Bayview Drive facility.